Willkommen, this is Julia.
And this is Shane, who misses Think Plant-Based. Think Plant-Based. Make sure to check out recipes, health tips, travel tips at www.thinkplantbased.com.
And we're officially on iTunes, so please rate and write us a review on iTunes.
Write us a review. Give us 2 stars, 3 stars, maybe 5 stars. Let us know.
Oh, for sure, 5.
Yeah, I mean, who would give us 2 stars anyways, yeah. Right? But yeah, make sure to do that because that's how we get found. So this is part 2 of our weight loss, weight gain
episodes.
Yeah.
Very important ones.
Yeah.
That everyone likes to talk about.
So like last week we talked about weight loss, and this week we're going to be talking about gaining that weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gain.
People that actually want to gain weight.
Gains on gains on gains on gains. As okay. Everyone keeps asking about gaining weight on a plant-based diet.
That's the thing, right? Like, how was it for you? Did you lose a lot of weight when you started to become plant-based?
I lost a bit of weight, and then I started to gain a bunch of weight.
Yeah, right? That was pretty much like for me too. Not a bunch, but...
Well, not a really bunch.
Have a weight problem.
Yeah, like not a weight problem, but like an extra 10
healthy,
pounds.
Healthy, right?
Yeah,
healthy.
An extra 10 pounds than I probably need on.
Was it more the muscle you gained or really like fat? Like the
fat
cells grew?
Fat for sure. I was eating too much bread.
Oh, yeah? Pizzas. Like focaccia and stuff?
Yeah, all the good stuff.
I see.
And the lasagnas and the pastas and this and that and a lot of grains.
Are you blaming me? Because I'm in the kitchen all the
time. I didn't blame you.
Cooking stuff.
But you do like lasagna. And
I
pizza.
Do. I was thinking of making lasagna today, actually. I'm
that's like, a good plan. Let's make some lasagna today.
Yeah, and then we can...
I'm trying to gain some weight, so that sounds like a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll put it on some
we'll put it on
social
the website.
Media. Yeah,
social
you guys
media.
Can see.
Yeah, maybe.
If you guys are lucky.
Or maybe we'll put it in our cookbook.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah. Anyways, back on the topic of gaining weight. How do we do this? How do we gain weight? Well, to gain weight, you need to have more calories than your body needs. The complete opposite of losing weight.
Right.
Right?
Always making sure you eat enough, you know, never starving.
Yeah. And so, like I said, a lot of people that go on a plant-based diet start eating a bunch of vegetables, which is great. But then they stop eating all those dense things like grains and beans, and then they wonder why they can't put on any weight. Well, you probably need to step up your dense calories, right? You need to start having those pastas, those grains, so less things that make you fuller and more that you can fit a bunch in. So like heavy smoothies are actually a really good one for weight gain.
What type of smoothie are you thinking?
Well, you can put some plant-based protein in there. And then, you know, put some hemp hearts, some nuts in there, some dates. I find dates are really good.
So hemp seeds and nuts on top?
Yeah.
Or either or?
Yeah, like go both ways.
How much?
It depends on the person. I'm not going to give you an exact amount of how much.
I wouldn't say not too many, though. Let's say...
I would say limit your
like
hemp parts.
Each a cup, you know, that's too much.
To
like,
a serving.
Too much fats actually make you tired. You don't know.
Yeah, look on like a serving is like 25... almonds or, you know, like a handful of almonds or like hemp hearts.
Soaked
is like a couple tablespoons.
Overnight?
Yeah, a couple tablespoons of hemp hearts.
Right.
Like, yeah, so within reason, you don't want to go overboard here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I found the combination of, let's say, nuts and dates or other dried fruits, if you have that combination, you're more prone to gain weight because of the high fat content and sugar, right? Sugar
and
fats.
And it'll make you hungry in the next couple of hours. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, we can eat some more. Let's do this.
Right, because actually some
of
our...
You want to spike your blood sugar almost.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, some of our friends that want to gain weight, they say they have a problem of getting full too quickly, right?
Yeah. And you gotta, like I said, you gotta look at the foods that make you less full, you know, ones that are like calorie dense but make you less full. So things like rice or grains. Pasta is a really good one. Dates, you know, obviously you want to have your vegetables, but maybe limit it a little bit more.
What about like processed like don't foods, for such dinner as white don't, breads. Do you promote that too to eat, or what do you think?
Double-edged sword on that end.
If it's organic?
If it's organic, you don't have any health problems. I have nothing against white bread here and there.
Yeah.
Try to get it, though, at least.
That helps you to gain weight.
Yeah, try to get it with at least a 50-50, I find. A little bit half and half.
Right. Well, you want to increase your carbs in general and the grains.
Definitely
right?
up your carbs. That's really good. If you're trying to gain muscle, definitely up a bit of your proteins.
Right. But I'm more promoting like healthy gain weight here, you know, with the whole food.
So you want to have a good resistive training program.
This too, definitely.
Yeah, because then all that weight's going to go on as muscle instead of fat. Because we don't want to just eat just to get fat.
Right.
We want to eat to be, you know, healthy, you know.
Have more muscle.
Yeah, I mean, whether you just can't put on weight or you're trying to put on weight for, you know, more muscle or whatever, right? You need to just eat. you got to eat. I mean, it's the same whether you're on plant-based diet or not. You just need to eat. But it's not as much as people think you need to eat.
Right.
So don't go, like, overboard with
it. It's not really about always, like, overeating, right? It's the quality of food you
actually and you want to have good quality foods.
Mm-hmm.
Oils are kind of a touchy subject. I mean, on that, if you're a healthy person, young, healthy person, maybe even in, like, your mid 30s, 40s, I'm sure oils are fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have health issues, I would probably try to stay away from them.
Right.
Yeah, but try to stay away from like the deep fried stuff.
Definitely. We're not talking about like eating all the fast food to gain weight.
Right.
That's not the issue here.
Or if you don't want to have the oils, maybe switch to like an avocado or like, or get your fats from the actual source itself, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Blend up some olives or something instead, right? Just to give it that oil.
Yes.
Yeah, to get the fats into it without having it extracted and put back in.
Exactly, nut butters.
Peanut butters might go to, I mean, peanut butter and jam sandwiches on like a ancient grain bread. I eat that, and that's pretty dense. Bread is pretty dense itself.
Mm-hmm, it is.
So I find definitely that. Oatmeal is definitely a good one if you're trying to gain weight. Yeah, you just want to keep it going and don't exercise too much. I think people tend to say, if I'm not exercising 6 days a week or I'm not lifting weight 6 days a week, I'm not growing, I'm not going to gain weight.
I think the problem is here too, some people actually exercise too much.
Yeah, if you exercise...
And then they forget to eat more.
Right, the more you exercise, the more food you need to have to compensate for the energy that you just burned off. Otherwise, you're not going to gain it.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're trying to put on muscle mass, maybe you need to cut back. If you're not gaining weight, maybe you need to cut back how many times you go to the gym.
Right.
Because if you're going like 5 or 6 times a week into the gym and you're eating and eating and eating and not getting anywhere, try to cut it back to three times a week. Totally. Let your body recover. And on the days that you're not going to the gym, just make it like an active rest day or a gain day, basically. You know, still eat. You still got to eat even on your rest days.
A lot of rest.
And just go for, a walk or a power walk or just a little quick jog or something.
Totally. Yeah. What about the creatine?
Do you
suggest that taking as well for bulking up?
I find it helps, yeah. I mean, some people are different. You'll gain at least 4 or 5 pounds of just water weight, 3 to 5 pounds of water weight just from having the creatine.
Yeah.
I do find it helps put on muscle quicker because you get just that extra pump kind of in the gym so you can lift a little bit heavier.
Right.
So you tend to tear your muscle fibers more when you're working out harder.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get off of it, you'll lose probably 3 to 4 pounds of water weight.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
You just be aware that, I'm gaining a bunch, but you're just carrying around a lot more water.
I see.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, there's some other things that I just had in mind are like carbonated drinks, right?
Yeah.
Like they fill you up quite a
lot. That's good if you're trying to lose weight.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to gain weight, don't have a carbonated water or something with your meal because you're just going to fill up on the carbonation and then you're not going to be able to eat as much as you need maybe for your calories for the day, right?
Totally, right?
Yeah.
Even vegetables, right? Like,
yeah.
Don't eat too many vegetables.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be as much as, like, for some people, just having an extra protein shake a day.
Right.
Could be enough to trigger weight gain, right? But weight gain in muscle is what I'm trying to to get at. But some people that are like super fast burners might need to have a little way more than that altogether, right?
Right.
And it really just depends on the person. There's no like black or white way about doing it. You just have to, you know, see where your progress is going. If you're not gaining weight, try something else.
Right.
Something's
the
not
apps
working.
Too, you know, where you can.
Yeah, there's like Chronometer.
Down how much
there's
you
My
ate,
Fitness
right,
Pal.
The
there's the Fitbit app. Yeah, right. You write down, and it's good to have a diary just to see how much calories you're having in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it all the time. I find it kind of gets crazy when you start doing it all the time,
you
and you're worried
to,
about
right?
it a little bit.
I remember.
I did it first just to
even
see.
Even for water, you
just,
did.
Just to see what I had. I didn't do it for the, well.
You did, I
yes,
remember.
I wanted to make sure I had a bunch of water in there.
I think you just wanted to get a feeling of it and then you
yeah, I had
go
a
of
feeling of it, and then eventually you just get used to, you know, what calorie is worth what to you, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, will it help me here, help me there? And how many calories is in a cup of this and cup of that? If you tend to have the same meals over and over again, you tend to know what's in it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you even have to watch out for your blood pressure, right? If you normally have a high one, you got to watch out too. Kind of affect your weight gain too in a way, right? So
yeah, I mean, we're not advocating you to eat so much that you become like a sumo wrestler or something
yeah,
like
it's
that.
It's not about becoming a blob.
Yeah, we're talking about either you're underweight for many different health reasons of what can it can be tons of different health reasons, or you're just looking to put on some extra muscle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's really about being healthy and lean in a way that
right.
you feel strong, right? It's really about how you feel.
Yeah.
You know, you, let's say, I don't know, like you can be a certain amount where you weight, but you're not happy. That means like your body wants you to lose or gain weight, right?
Right.
Like you got to feel how, really listen to your body, how you feel. Can you exercise? Do you feel strong when you lift the weights, right? And stuff.
Right.
So that's like very crucial as well.
Yeah. So you have to listen to your body. If you're force feeding you so much food, don't force feed yourself a bunch of food just
right.
because you need to get in a certain amount of calories.
Yeah.
But like I said, very dense stuff like breads, pastas, more grains, up that up. Still have your vegetables, just cut them down a bit.
Right.
You know, like, because they're just going to fill you up. Mm-hmm. And that's good if you're trying to lose weight, but if you're trying to gain weight, you probably don't want to. But I mean, if you're having an exhausting workout session, your body's going to want all that.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
They're going to even if you fed it a bunch of vegetables, it'll be like, hey, we need some more of this,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So you really need to just listen to your body and just go with there. But I would definitely say, you know, have a good resistive weight training program in mm-hmm. place. Maybe cut down your cardio. I still try to keep at least 1 or 2 days of cardio in, even when I'm trying to gain weight.
Are you trying to gain weight right now?
Yeah, I'm in
so
a bulking
let the
phase.
Listeners know.
The clean bulking phase. Yeah. So right now I'm trying to put on some more weight.
What?
Some more muscle and just try to do it as lean as possible. So that's why I'm still incorporating some running in, and it's really good for your cardiovascular.
Right.
To having runs and
are you very hungry these days, you feel like
yeah,
so are
hungry.
You grazing throughout the day, like what's your advice for your body?
Well,
like, what do you do?
I'm still doing intermittent fasting because I want to try to limit how much body fat that I increase when I build my muscle.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can't eat that much in that short of time, so
right.
they have the
they
breakfast
get full
right
quicker, right?
Yeah, like I said, it's just a tool. Intermittent fasting is just a tool to help you, you know, not eat as much, or you know, try to utilize your carbs better into your body.
You know what's hard too, if you, let's say you were always on a diet and trying to lose weight, and now you're on a diet where you're trying to gain weight.
Yeah,
that's
weird,
like confusing
for me.
Too, right? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well,
getting that mindset.
You should really come back up instead of in a calorie deficit. You should come back to maintenance. So you should be eating the same amount of calories your body needs
mm-hmm.
for at least a week or 2 weeks.
Right.
Before you start stepping up another 300, 400 calories on top
okay.
of that. Because your body, because that's like an extra like 800 calories you're giving your body, and it might just go all crazy out
right.
of whack and hormones and stuff. So
oh,
you want to slowly
definitely.
Bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If
right.
if you're coming off of a deficit to a bulk,
you don't want to shock your system.
Totally.
Yeah. So are you eventually eating even more? than what I see you eating more or less these
Well,
days.
It's funny for me. All I really need to do for my goals is really just have an extra protein shake in a day.
Yeah, right?
With some hemp hearts, and that's an extra 300-400 calories for me. I mean, it's just one extra meal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed to be able to gain weight really quick, which is a curse in itself as well, because it's hard to lose. But like I said, it really depends on your body type. I mean, if you're a quick burner, you can't do the same thing I'm doing and expect the same results, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe you're going to have to eat 500 more calories than your body needs, right? So it really depends. You just have to listen to your body and just try it out. Try for a couple of weeks, see if it's going in the right direction you want it to go, right?
Right. But what if you're like a person that works at the office 9 to 5?
Yeah.
You can hardly get up because you're like, you're on stress and have a lot of like things to get done, you know, time pressure and everything.
Sure.
But you actually eat good, but you just you don't have time to exercise because you do a lot of overtime sometimes, right? Too.
And so you want to know how to, but they want to gain weight?
Oh, actually, yeah. They would gain weight.
They would probably gain weight if they're just sitting around.
For some reason, for the losing weight. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, that would be actually easier if you think of it, right? Like,
right.
Because you're sitting more, then of course you gain more weight. Even if you eat healthy foods, if you eat a lot.
I don't think you're going to be healthy doing that, so I don't advocate you just sitting on your butt watching Netflix and eating.
Yeah, don't.
Don't do that if you are... Definitely continue to do the same exercise you do, just eat a little bit more.
Right.
That's really what it comes down to. So, or if you're not doing any exercise, start doing exercise and eat maybe a lot more or eat a couple more meals throughout the day, right?
Yeah, I definitely think you should eat more if you want to gain weight. Right?
Oh, for sure.
Even if you feel like you get full quicker, then once you feel, okay, now I'm actually digested the food well, eat something more. Have more heavier meals in the evening.
Yeah. And yeah, definitely, like I said, those grains, those high carb, you want to up your carbs especially.
Yes.
I mean, in the fitness industry, they're like, oh, high protein. But now studies are showing that you really don't even need that much protein to build. You do need protein, but it's not as much as everyone. If that was true, all these bodybuilders would be like 60 billion times bigger than the rest of the people.
Right. Or
because
think of
they
the
would be eating the most. The most person that eats the protein doesn't become the one with the most muscles.
Right.
Think about it.
I mean, even the gorillas, right?
Gorillas and elephants. Greens. Yeah, eat mostly plants and stuff.
But the thing is where we can see here, protein is in most things we eat.
Oh, for sure.
Anyways, you know,
it's in most cells.
And legumes, you know?
Yeah.
So... there's not really much to worry about it.
Yeah.
But you always want to make sure you supplement with B12 and D3 or D2, right?
Right.
The plant-based versions of it.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that, especially when you're gaining or cutting or anything in general.
Yeah.
And up your fats. When you're trying to lose weight, you kind of want to lower your fats a bit. But when you're trying to gain weight, you want to up your fats a bit. So have those avocados, those nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut butter is my go-to. I'll just eat spoonfuls
really
of peanut butter.
Weight, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I even forget to eat. I'm like, okay, I gotta eat.
Yeah, right. And then you have right away energy, right?
Yeah, then I have energy right away, and my workouts are better because I'm actually feeling my body with the proper nutrients and food to keep me going in the gym and keeping me building.
I find
outside of the gym as well.
Right. I find the energy bars are good too. You know, there's some healthy versions, or you make your own if you have
you
time.
You can go to our website and check out those pistachio energy orbs.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, those are really good, quick to go. I mean, convenience is obviously something why a lot of people have fast food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you can make convenient energy balls that are good for you, they got good fats, good protein in you, you're more likely to eat that than, you know.
And you want to reduce your caffeine intake too. If it's really that bad that even caffeine is filling you up for hours, right?
Yeah, then if you're super caffeine sensitive and don't eat after having caffeine, it might not be your best friend, right? Just another tool. You just got to know how to use it properly.
Right. Again, right? Listen to your body and then you figure it out, right? We can only give you certain guidelines. I mean, even the media out there with the diets and everything, right?
Yeah.
They might give you some advices, but is it really helpful for you? You got to know your body best, right?
Right.
What you need.
Yeah.
What makes you happy too.
Yeah.
It's not about like seeing it as torture, you know? You got to enjoy that journey you're on, the goal you're on.
Totally. Yeah, I just got something in my head for another tool or tip for gaining weight. Making a lot of cashew sauces actually is really good for just adding that extra fat and extra calories to things. So like definitely get like a high powered blender, blend up some cashews and some other stuff and make a lot of like nut sauces and all those deliciousness. Yeah, and everything.
Exactly. Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, potatoes are really good. They get a bad rep for being bad for gaining starchy, but you can lose weight on potato. It's been known that you can lose weight on potato. I think they just get a bad rep because they're super carb starchy and they're fried when you get them from the store. Totally. But if you're baking them, they're good for losing weight and gaining weight.
Exactly. But don't you find even when the food tastes very good, you actually tend to eat more, right?
Oh,
so
for
you want to make sure it tastes good while you're eating.
Yeah, so make sure you spice your food up. And like I said, make some of those sausage. Make like a cashew cheese and douse your yams in them.
Yes.
You know, potatoes in them. And make like pasta on top of that. Sounds really carby, but
very satisfying.
It's very satisfying. It just has a lot. But you got to also remember to have like a protein meal.
I'm getting hungry now.
Make some seitan with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's really good. You know, if you want that protein with your carbs, make some seitan or something. Put it on the side.
Yummy.
Yeah, chop it in. There's so many things you can do.
There are. It's
People are wondering all the time. Yeah. Yeah, so just to summarize, more smoothies, calorie-dense smoothies. Try to limit maybe your fruits to like a cup of them.
Not too many vegetables.
Not too many vegetables.
Or blend them in your smoothie, like spinach, right?
Yeah, like a cup of spinach or something, or just like a cup of stuff, right?
Then you have your greens. And the protein usually has some greens in it too, you know, already, like as a powder form, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely add, you know, oils or the actual source, like from nuts and stuff, you know, peanut butter. You want to keep all that up, keep your fat high.
Yeah. You can eat energy bars, you know, healthy ones.
Make energy bars, something to make it convenient. And you really only need a couple hundred more calories than your body really needs, especially if you're putting on muscle. If you're looking to be a sumo wrestler, then by all means, eat whatever you want. But we're trying to advocate a healthy way of gaining weight.
Exactly.
And just like losing weight, gaining weight is also a slow process.
Yes.
If you do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be, so it's done healthy.
Right. You don't want it to feel sluggish after
and
eating.
And goes to muscles. Yeah. You're more likely you want it to, your calories to go to your muscles than to go to stores of fat. Because we all know that the health is not good when you got too much visceral fat. And never ending story.
Yeah.
Right?
You got to stay motivated, right? With your goals. And
I think that's about all the tips we have for that.
I find like even if you, all the dense, let's say the dried fruits and stuff.
Dried fruits are great, right?
Because they make you rise your blood sugar in a way that you want to eat more, right?
Oh, for sure.
So
that's
good too. In that case. So.
Yeah, definitely that. Stay away from carbonated drinks, like we said. And
caffeine, kind of, right?
So. And just remember to eat and enjoy the food.
Yeah,
eat with others.
Be happy.
Eat with others. I find I eat more when I eat
really?
With others.
I'm all the opposite because I'm like talking more, right?
But, oh, yeah? Yeah, when I meet with others, I don't realize how much I have.
I told that your mom, too. She's like, oh, okay.
I mean,
you're more extroverted.
If you're the type of person that, you know, doesn't realize how much they're eating when they're watching TV, maybe that's a tool you can use to help get food in. I don't know. I don't like to do it personally, but
that's really good trait of you have.
But I like to have all technology off when I'm eating my meals with people.
It is good, but it's hard nowadays, definitely, you know?
Oh, for
like
sure.
you're distracted if you want it or not. Like you almost feel like you need to be on social media or on like to your fear of like missing out things, right? You always need to be up to date for some reason, or you want to, but it's actually you don't have to.
Yeah,
it's very crucial that you take time for yourself, for your health,
totally,
for your well-being, that you feel happy every day.
Yep,
you know that's the key for success too.
Yeah, and then the last I think point that we had that summarizes just cut back on your exercise if you're trying to gain weight.
Exactly. Don't overdo it.
If you're in the gym 5-6 times a week, cut it back. You probably only need about the 3 times a week. Every second day, you should be working out.
Yeah. You still need to exercise here, you know, even if you want to gain weight here, it's like very important still.
Because we want to gain healthy weight. Usually we don't want to gain unhealthy weight.
Exactly.
Right? But yeah, these steps, if it's not working, you got to try something else, right? So if you're just doing way too much cardio and way too much muscle building and everything, just cut it back. Like, I think guys think they're going to lose muscle if they don't go to the gym 6 days a week. Doesn't work like that.
No.
Right? If anything, if you don't go 6 days a week, your muscle will recover quicker or you'll have better recovery on your muscles that you'll actually lift heavier in the gym and you'll actually make more progress.
Oh, that's good to know.
So you don't actually make muscle in the gym. You make muscles outside the gym.
Yeah.
You gain muscle outside the gym. So if you're stressed, your muscle is stressed, you're not letting them rest fully, then when you go back to the gym, you're not going to lift as heavy. And then you're not doing any help for trying to build more muscle, right?
Exactly. So I just can tell it's not that complicated as we think it is.
No.
We just get overloaded with information and then it's hard for our brain to really understand what we should do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then I have a lot of people that say, oh, I try to be, you know, plant-based and vegan, and then I couldn't do it because of my protein intake. And I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, wait.
I'm like, you just wasn't convenient and you just didn't have the right means to want to do it. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. I've heard that from a couple bodybuilding people.
Right. I mean, even if you want to build your dream body, right, that you need to be motivated doing it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So. Yeah,
and that's pretty much all we had to talk about in gaining weight on a plant-based diet.
Right, and I mean, from our other episode with losing weight, you know, if you listen to it, you can just think of the opposite of what we're talking.
And or that's listen how to you... this one and think of the opposite, and it's really just, you know, balance. You got to have a balance between your food, balance between your energy.
Yeah, right? And in the end, you need to make sure you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Just check in with your body here and there.
Yeah, be like, hey, body, how am I doing? And it'll let you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, stay motivated. And
yeah,
we're going to talk about some more fitness, wellness, and nutrition episodes.
Tons more to come from us.
Yes.
So take care and remember, think plant-based. So make sure to go to our website, www.thinkplantbased.com. No dashes, just straight thinkplantbased.com for the show notes.
And make sure you check out our weekly recipes on our website.
Yeah, sign up for that. We'll be sending out weekly recipes so you'll never miss them.
Definitely. They're too good to be missed.